The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio.
This hour is sponsored by Sim Trainer.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirstie Zontini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good afternoon and welcome to the show. This is Mark Avery for Shooting from the Hip. Glad that you're able to join us this afternoon. It has been a lovely weekend to be outdoors, especially for this time in July. And I was out all day yesterday out at the Annie Oakley Festival out in Greenville. And if that's not something that you're familiar with, I'd recommend that you look that up on the web. It's an annual event that they do, and it's a lot of fun to go out there. They're now moved to the Dark County Fairgrounds. We had a great time, and it was nice to go out and talk to people and meet people and just to see some of the historical things as well as some of the vendors and just the activities that are going on. It was a great time to spend out there yesterday, and they're open through Sunday. So if you haven't been out there yet, you want to head on out. They're open till I believe, 9 o'clock tonight. And 5 o'clock on Sunday. So it's a great afternoon activity, and there's a lot of things going on out there. It was a lot of fun to go out there as well. There have been plenty of things going on this week, and in fact, it's almost too many to even keep track of. There was probably one event that drew a lot of attention in Florida, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But I do want to talk a little bit about what's going on at Sim Trainer, because there are some opportunities that I don't want you to miss. One of the things we have been doing is a half-price sale for concealed carry classes during the month of July, and this is the last class today. So if you didn't get in on that, it's too late for that one. But we are going to have BOGO August, so buy one, get one in August. And it's kind of like half-price, but you need to bring somebody with you. So if you have not yet had a first shots class and you would like to find out what this handgun stuff is all about in a very low threat, very fun environment. It's only a three-hour class. It's normally only $25, but during the month of August, you can get two people into that class for that same price. If you are at that point of saying, I think I'm ready to step it up to get a concealed handgun license, but I haven't yet figured out what firearm I want to use. I haven't had firearms training yet, and I really think I ought to do that, and I will completely agree with you. We are also offering our basic handgun class as buy one, get one free. So you and a friend can come to basic handgun for the $100 that it would normally cost for one person to take that class. And we have several classes that will be available in the month of August. So you can get out to our website and look those up on the calendar. Or just go right to the civilian training under basic handgun and look to see what the classes are available there. We also have concealed carry classes. Our concealed handgun license class will also be buy one, get one free. So if you want to come and bring a friend, the two of you come to that class, it's normally $100, and both of you will be able to get in for $100. Obviously, the basic handgun and the concealed carry class also require that you have ammunition, and that's not included in the buy one, get one. You'll have to buy the ammunition that you need to use. It's range ammunition. It's not very expensive. It's not like the self-defense ammunition, but you're welcome to bring your own if you're bringing your own gun. If you're using our guns, you'll need to use our ammunition. That's just one of the range rules. It also helps with our insurance, frankly, so we need to do that, but we're able to provide a lot of that is available for purchase at the range. But if you want to bring your own, you're welcome to do that if you're using your own firearms. And the last thing that we've added is that we've added a basic rifle class. So if you're interested in understanding the way the M4 rifle system works, if you are trying to, that's something that maybe you want to get one, you want to get an AR type rifle, and you would like to understand how that system works well, how you're supposed to operate it, what you need to do to take care of it, take it apart, reassemble it for a field strip type cleaning. That basic rifle class, again, is buy one, get one free. So I don't think that one yet shows up on our calendar, but it will be soon, and that is something that you'll want to watch for, because if you are looking to get an AR-style rifle, if that's something that you've heard a lot about, what the anti-gun crowd likes to call an assault weapon, it's not. It's a semi-automatic rifle. It's just the style of it is in the same style, the same type of basic functional action as any of the other AR-style rifles, and the M16 falls in that same category, although that is a full automatic weapon or burst fire weapon, whereas the AR-15 is semi-automatic, pull the trigger one time, fire one round. So in terms of the functional, the way it works, the actual what happens when you pull the trigger, totally different. But in terms of the design of the action and how the action functions, there's a lot of the same common features. And anyone who would be interested in learning how to do that, is interested in getting one of those rifles, it's a fun rifle to shoot. It's probably one of the most popular rifles outside of the .22 that's available in the United States. And thousands or millions of people have purchased them. But again, with most of the other things that we do at Sim Trainer, we strongly recommend that you get some training first. So the basic rifle class is going to be available in August. And if you'd like to bring somebody with you, the both of you can get that at the same price as for one person. We also have rifles available for that class if you want to rent one. If you don't own one already, that's a great way to do that as well. And that will also be available for the buy one, get one. You won't buy one, get one rifle. You'll have to each rent your own rifle. But if one person has a rifle and the other wants to run a rifle, or if you both want to rent rifles, or neither of you for that matter, that's fine. And we'll have ammo available for sale at the range for those classes as well. It is fun for us to do this. We love to see people come out in the summertime. Summertime is often slow because of vacations and so forth. But, you know, when you can get a deal like this, a lot of times people will say, hey, you know, I've been thinking about doing this. Let's go through the process and get all of it. Start with first shots to get past that initial hump of understanding how firearms work and how to work a firearm. And then take the basic handgun class, shoot a whole bunch of different types of self-defense caliber firearms, get comfortable with a 9mm or other self-defense caliber, and then be prepared when it's time to go into the range for the concealed carry class. You've done everything that you need to do to prepare. You're ready to go in there. And when it's time for qualification, that takes a lot of stress off of the qualification portion of the concealed carry class. And you can come with a friend and eat. Basically, it costs as much as it would for one person normally. So if you're interested in that, you can call the range at 293-3914. And they can get you signed up for those classes. You can go to our website at sim-trainer.com. You can sign up online for any of those classes. You'll still need to contact the range to pay for the class and get your registration confirmed. We will send you back an email when that's been taken care of, and you'll be registered for the class, and you can and get any of those classes that you want. We also have some new range guns. If you're looking to try out some guns, we've had the Glock 19 Gen 5. There's been several people that have come to try that. The Smith & Wesson Shield EZ 380. It's an interesting way that they've done to make the gun a little bit easier to rack for people who may have felt that operating the slide on a semi-auto is too much of a challenge. The Shield EZ has an interesting way of reducing that force without making the gun any less reliable. So that's one that we've also had for a while, but the new one that we've got is one that's a very popular new gun, very hard to find, but a lot of people have been asking about it because it's been getting a lot of media, and that is the Sig Sauer P365. That is a great concealed carry gun, but it's brand new, it's very difficult to find, and we do now have one in our range program. So if that's something that you would like to try, you can come to the range. We're at 2031 Dryden Road, just south of the river on Dryden Road, right across from the DP&O maintenance yard. Come to the range and go through our Try Before You Buy program. Now, you don't actually have to buy the gun from us. If you're just considering buying that gun and you want to try it out, you're welcome to use that program as well. You do not need to be a member at SimTrainer in order to do that. You'll need to buy the ammo from us. It's $10 for the try before you buy, plus whatever box of ammo that you need. And you can try out that new Sig Sauer P365. I haven't even tried it yet. It's that new into the range program. But that might be something I do after the concealed carry class and take a little bit of time in the range and give that gun a run to see what that's like. If you have been hearing about that gun and you'd like to try it out, it's now available at the range, and we'd be happy to have you come try it out. Well, let's jump into the topic I discussed earlier, and that is the shooting in the parking lot in Florida. I'm gonna discuss this from a couple of different perspectives because it's important that people who view that video who are not in Florida understand that the laws in your state, in our case Ohio, for most people that are in our listening area, but whatever state you're listening from, you need to understand what happened and the decisions that could be made in your state should the situation be the same. I'm going to start with Florida because part of the reason this has gotten so much attention is because people have viewed the video and said, that guy should have been arrested. He was no longer under threat. And I've viewed the video. I'm not sure it's quite that conclusive to say one way or another. There are many different aspects of it, and we'll have a chance to discuss those a little bit. But what I want to make sure that we emphasize is that when you're looking at a situation that occurred somewhere in another state, and you look at the decisions that are made by law enforcement and by the prosecutors and the justice system in general, and you say, that doesn't make any sense, that shouldn't be that way, you have to understand the context in which those decisions are made. That was the state of Florida. They have Florida laws, and the Florida laws are written a certain way. We live in Ohio. Our laws are different. And the decision may or may not have been different based on the fact that our laws that we have to use in order to make those decisions when we really have problems is when people say, well, it shouldn't be that way, and then make decisions under the color of law that don't match the way the laws are written. And that's when we have serious problems. And frankly, based on what I have read about the decision in Florida, that didn't happen down there. They made the decisions strictly based on the way the law is written in Florida, and the sheriff's decision not to file charges is based on that. And I do have some more detail that I'll get into about that. Some of this information has come from a website, The Law of Self-Defense. It's run by an attorney who offers Andrew Branca is the attorney whose website this is, and he has several books available. Some of the information disappears after a week, so you may or may not be able to get it without subscribing, but I was able to pull some of this information, and we'll use it for reference as we continue in this discussion. But right now, we're going to take our first break for the hour. If you'd like to be part of this discussion, give me a call at 457-1290. We'll get you up on the board and take some of your inputs and discussions as well. Plus, any questions that you may have regarding concealed carry, firearms in general. Jeff is not here today. He's not able to be in the studio with us. But any questions that I have that I can answer for you, I'll be glad to do that. This is Mark Avery for Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And what a beautiful day today at the old ballpark, breaking the action in time for one of the fans' favorites, the Kiss Cam. And oh, check this guy out. He's too busy enjoying his bucket of chicken to give his girl a kiss. People are starting to boo him. Now they're cheering because it's Lee's Famous Recipe Chicken. We can't blame him for that.
Right now at Lee's, get a barbecue chicken sandwich combo for only $4.99. That's a tasty sandwich, one side, and regular drink for only $4.99. Lee's Famous for Chicken.
Agape for Youth is a local advocate for adoption, foster care, and reunification services. The Agape Strong Gala is Friday, August 17th at the Steam Plant in Dayton. It starts at 6 o'clock. This will raise funds to support families that are helped by Agape. For more information or to support our mission, contact 937-439-4406. This airtime provided by Neighbors Helping Neighbors. Underwriters include White Allen and Dyer Garofalo, Mann and Schultz.
It's a summer clearance event at Key Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Trucks and Fiat with the biggest savings yet. I'm Chris Toby. Summer clearance means great deals on Ram trucks. Save at least 20% off MSRP on new 2018 Ram trucks and 16% or more on the all-new 2019 Ram. And don't forget Jeep. 100 new Jeeps available today with savings up to $7,000. Shop 24/7 at KeyChrysler.com or make the short drive. We'll see you at Key today.
If your loved one is unable to take medications on their own, or if they're losing weight from not eating, it's time for memory care at Symphony at Centerville. Our unique In the Moment program engages your loved one and offers compassionate interaction. Symphony at Centerville. Call 999-2020.
For today, we're looking at picture-perfect weather. Plenty of sunshine out there, low humidity, and temperatures only topping off around 78 degrees. Into the overnight hours, partly cloudy and cool with a low around 60 degrees, winds remaining relatively calm. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to the show. This is Mark Avery for Shooting From the Hip. If you would like to be part of the show, give us a call at 457-1290 and we'll get you up on the board. I'll try to answer whatever questions you have. Add your comments to the discussion. And try in the best that I can to give you answers based on fact. That's kind of what we do around here. We do have our own opinions, and I think everyone's entitled to my opinion. So I've been not too bashful about sharing it, but we do try to identify it as that when that's the condition. When we're talking about things that we believe, things that we feel about things, what our opinion is, we try to make sure that we identify it as such. We're obviously not hard news. That's not our purpose. Jeff and I are firearms instructors. He had a police background. I had a military background. And what we do here, and part of the reason we even started Shooting From the Hip, was because we wanted to make sure that opinions that were being made were based on facts, and that when people had a lot of information that was coming to them that wasn't accurate, and then they based their decisions on inaccurate information, that's a real problem. When the underlying assumptions and underlying premises are flawed, anything that draws out of that then is naturally has a tendency to be flawed as well. That's not to say that people sometimes don't come to the correct answer by mistake just because they had good grounding and a good moral compass, and so they do get to the right answer. But the facts that were based on, if they weren't true, that's really doing everyone a disservice. So that's part of the reason that Sim Trainer started Shooting From the Hip. It's why Jeff and I have carried this passion on now into our 10th year. And it's the reason that we're really glad that those of you who have been listeners to the program, or maybe those of you who are joining for the first time, we're glad that you've joined us. And we appreciate the fact that you've been following us. One of the things that we're doing also this summer at Sim Trainer that is something a little different is our Facebook page has been getting a lot of traffic, and we're encouraging people to share things from our Facebook page with their friends on Facebook. Now, we're able to see when that happens. Facebook gives us that kind of information, which is great for us because it lets us know how much activity, how much people are interested in it. But it's also great for you because we're running a contest where the people who have shared the most are going to be able to they're going to be eligible for prizes at Sim Trainer. Now, I don't have all the details on that, and that's something that I probably should have gotten more information about before I started talking about it. But it is it has been a really interesting program to see just the way that Facebook is social media, and it doesn't just have to be Facebook. It can be other social media as well. But when you're sharing that information on social media, you can reach a whole lot more people than any of us ever could directly, because each of you reach someone who reaches someone who reaches five other people. It spreads like wildfire. And we want to spread like wildfire is the truth, the facts, and honest views about firearms in general, concealed carry, changes in the law, and ways that you can prepare yourself for whatever might happen, what we all hope doesn't happen, but when it does, you definitely want to be prepared. Now, before the break, we were talking about the shooting in the parking lot in Florida. It was in a handicapped parking spot. It was caught on surveillance video. It's not a really great quality video, and there's no audio. So there's a lot of information that isn't available except as was discussed after the fact and what people are, you know, people who are witnesses may have said. And again, as I mentioned before, all of this has to be taken in the context of the fact that it happened in Florida and it's Florida law. So there were several things that may have gone into the sheriff's decision. We don't have all of that information. We don't have the final report. But this attorney, who I mentioned earlier, whose website is The Law of Self-Defense, Andrew Branca, has done an analysis, and I want to share it with you a little bit. You can go to lawofselfdefense.com and see the information that's there. And again, we're not really plugging that. It's not like he is the authoritative source, but he is more authoritative than I am. I don't claim to be an attorney or certainly represent one on the radio. But I can read this information, and I think it's important. And one of the things I think is important about it is that this has been referred to as a stand your ground case. And just like the case that happened several years ago, that was not a stand your ground case. It was not even the stand your ground was not even brought up in the defense, but it has been referred to repeatedly as a stand your ground case. And I think this is done partly because the anti-gun crowd loves to use stand your ground as a punching bag. They think that is a problem. They think that people being able to defend themselves without first being required to retreat is something that's bad. It's bad for society that you should be required to retreat before you use deadly force to defend yourself. That may be or may not be true. I personally don't think the law should require you to retreat. But if I can get out of there and get out of there safely, I'm going to, because that's the only way I can be assured not to be involved in the deadly force encounter. And if you are involved in a deadly force encounter, you only have a 1 in 5 chance. You do have a 1 in 5 chance of being seriously injured or killed, even if you have a firearm for self-defense. So get out of there if you can is always the best answer, regardless of what the law requires you to do. But in Ohio, that is also the required first action. You must retreat if it's possible for you to do so safely. Now, the determination as to whether you can do so safely is obviously made by you at the time of the event, and you have a second or two to make that decision. It will also be second-guessed in court, because unless you were in your home or your car, you will have to prove that you were justified in the use of deadly force in self-defense. And that's the law in Ohio. Only state left in the union that still has that kind of provision. It is something that's being addressed. There is a law pending in the Ohio General Assembly that would change that, but that has kind of stalled. Of course, now we're in the summertime recess, so nothing is going to happen for a while. But that is an important difference between Ohio and Florida. They do have a stand your ground provision. They do not require a duty to retreat, and Ohio does. All right, we're going to head into the news center, and Christina Casale is going to update us on everything that's going around in the area. Give us a call at 457-1290. We'll get out to the phones right after this news break. This is Mark Avery for Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Dayton and Springfield Station for 24-hour news, weather, and traffic, and our Ask the Expert weekends. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 2:30. I'm Christina Casale. Our top story, human remains are found that could belong to a missing West Alexandria woman.
Humidity remaining low out there for today, but the next chance for rain isn't too far off. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
Now WHIO Triple Team Traffic. Freeways are looking great out there. Taking a look at travel times. 675 northbound from Shakertown Road to 70. That 14-mile drive is running just 13 minutes. Our top local story in Eaton, cops find human remains they think could belong to a missing West Alexandria woman. 52-year-old Laura Patterson has been missing since July 19th and was considered to be in danger due to medical conditions. K-9 units reportedly found those remains near Woodside Drive and Quinn Road earlier this morning. Deputies say an autopsy will determine for certain whether or not those remains are Patterson's. A Cincinnati woman is demanding a Dayton mother be charged after getting caught on video in a fight with her 13-year-old daughter. Bonnie Knight says her 13-year-old daughter, Keila, is living in a Dayton group home and was walking back when this incident happened on Otterbein Avenue. What started as an argument escalated.
Knight says the two girls got in a fight, and the other girl's mother came out with a baseball bat. A neighbor reported the incident.
Kill that little girl with that stick. That's on her.
I was lost for words for an adult to even strike a child like that with a baseball bat.
When WHO's Sean Cuddy, he says 33-year-old Latasha McCleskey was arrested and released, but not formally charged. Right now, Knight is demanding justice. A new drug is giving hope to those that suffer from Alzheimer's disease and their families.
The latest reports say patients who were put on a trial for a new drug called BAN-2401 saw drastic improvement after 18 months. The Miami Valley chapter of the Alzheimer's Association says this has made families of those with the disease hopeful that someone someday will be the first to overcome it.
WHO's Jonah Adi says as many as 30,000 people in the Miami Valley are diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Here's the exclusive WHIO Storm Center 7 forecast.
For today, we're looking at picture-perfect weather. Plenty of sunshine out there, low humidity, and temperatures only topping off around 78 degrees. Into the overnight hours, partly cloudy and cool with a low around 60 degrees, winds remaining relatively calm. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The latest scan of the Doppler 7 radar is all clear. It is 73 degrees in Troy, 79 in Springboro, and 77 degrees in Dayton at 233. Hey, if news breaks, we break in immediately. I'm Christina Casale on Dayton's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Depend on it.
WHIO is Dayton.
And watching all of this from the sky, let's go back to Mark Bowron and the WHIO Air Scouts.
Thanks, Charlie. Not much change since we talked to you last just a few minutes ago. The fire appears to be burning a little more severe now.
Those call letters are something else. Those are heritage call letters.
When people think of radio, they think of WHIO.
When I was in school growing up in this community, I mean, everybody listened to WHIO and everybody watched WHIO TV.
This has been WHIO as long as I've known it. And I think that because of that, along with the commitment the radio station has made to news, I still teach, and I point to the fact that a lot of stations, most stations, news went out the door years ago. This is a station that takes news seriously.
1290 WHIO.
Veterans Michelle Scott, Carl Blake, and Jesse Graham.
I was an unemployed veteran.
I served because it was always my dream.
September 11th happened my senior year. I wanted to serve my country.
After injury, I felt scared, worried, concerned. I was newly married, didn't really know what was going to happen next.
I just remember sitting there trying to move my legs.
I lost my job, then I lost my house. I had to start over.
First person I saw after my wife when I was a new injury was a Paralyzed Veterans of America member. The second person I saw was a service officer for our organization.
The Paralyzed Veterans of America, they gave me the outlet to find a career now.
They focus on the accessibility for our lives.
They helped me get to a point where I'm at now, where I can have a job, have a family, be a part of society, and live life the way I want to live life.
To learn more, visit pva.org.
A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
This is WHIO's Clark Howard. I save you money, and the gang at WHIO work hard to bring you live breaking weather, traffic, and news right here.
WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley Radio Station with breaking news, weather, and traffic, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to the show. This is Mark Avery for Shooting from the Hip. If you're new to the show and would like to get more information about what we do here and what our objectives are, you can go to our website at sim-trainer.com/radio. That's where you'll also find a link to our podcast. So you can download the last 60 hours of our radio show. You can subscribe to the podcast as well, and so it will always be available on your listening device, whatever method that you use to do that. And then you can listen to it if you're not able to join us at 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon when we go live. We're also always able to take comments off the air. You can call the range if you'd like to do that, but really the best way is to go to sim-trainer.com, click on the contact link, and then send us an email from there. And we get those emails, and we can either respond to them directly or we'll talk to you on the air, talk to about them on the air. And especially for those of you who listen on a podcast, that's a great way to get questions answered. For those of you who are listening live, we're always happy to take phone calls, and we do have a couple of people on the phone right now, so let's jump out and talk to Lynn, who's calling from Fairborn. Lynn, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks a lot. Two questions. Wanted to know the status of the National Concealed Carry. I think it was in the Senate. And
Well, let's just take them one at a time. Yeah, National Concealed Carry Reciprocity. That right. That bill is House Resolution 38 in the U.S. Congress. House, okay. The National Concealed Carry or Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act of 2017. It has passed the House and then went from the House into the Senate. And there have been a couple actions in the Senate. It has been referred to the Committee on the Judiciary. Okay. There have been a couple of roll call votes. There's several actions that left to happen. It has to clear the Senate Judiciary Committee, and then it would go to the full Senate for a vote. And if it passed without changes from the House, then it would go on to the president for signature and become law. Otherwise, it would have to go back to the House for them to resolve any differences or go to conference committee if they couldn't resolve their differences and then have a committee report.
Okay.
So that's still a little ways out, and based on all the other things that have happened, I'm not sure that there's going to be a whole lot of activity on it. There certainly hasn't been recently, but I think that would be a shame if that fell apart because there have been some people out there doing bad things.
Okay. And that goes to just a few weeks ago, my wife went up to New York and Vermont and I think Massachusetts, and normally her and my daughter, they carry, but they couldn't carry in those states. And I just think that seemed like your rights should be able to go with you. If I have the right to protest, I can go anywhere in the nation and protest. I don't have to get another license or whatever. And I'm just trying to see if it seemed like that should be the right of the Constitution for us to be able to carry. So I wonder why they tie it under the state law like that. I can understand certain laws, but it just seems like that's a constitutional right to bear arms. And why is it tied up like that?
I can't answer that. I would love to answer that. Well, my answer is you're absolutely right. It is a constitutional right to keep and bear arms. If you just listen to the 27 words of the Second Amendment, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. I don't think there's any fuzz on that meatball, personally. I think that's pretty clear. But as we have seen, there have been all sorts of state prohibitions that have been laid in place, and the federal government has seen that that particular question has not been brought to the Supreme Court. It's never been challenged in that same way, there have been some individual challenges in the states. In Maryland, for example, there are some challenges. There have been some challenges in California where they've done some things. And in fact, there's even challenges in Ohio where some of the cities have tried to ban bump stocks and they were sued. And so far that there have been injunctions against those actions. So I completely agree with you, Lynn. I couldn't agree more there should be, if you're legally in this country and you are legally able to possess a firearm, and we can even discuss why I think that should be anybody not in jail, but at that point, your right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And I think that's pretty simple. So what this law would do is codify what you and I already believe the Constitution does on our behalf. And I will be glad to see this passed. I do think that it would be a mistake for us to look to the courts to resolve issues where the laws are incorrect. I don't think that we should have, and a lot of people say, well, you know, this should be fixed and we need to just go to the court and get this overturned. I think it's better to go to the legislature and get the law changed, personally. And so okay. In this case, this is the recognize that it's the national legislature instead of the state legislature. I think the state should say, hey, you know, we are subject to the Second Amendment through the 14th Amendment, just as all the other states are. So we are going to recognize everyone else's license and right to carry. In fact, they should do that without a license, but that's a different discussion entirely. So right. That's a really fair question. They went to what I consider to be no man's land, no person's land, no citizen's land. I just finished telling the concealed carry class, if you're planning on flying through Newark or JFK, don't take your firearm with you, even though you're legally allowed to do that and transport it under the Interstate Transportation of Firearms provisions. And if you get stopped and your flight is delayed for some reason and you have to claim your bags, when you check back in, you're very likely to be arrested because wow. You are not permitted to possess a firearm in those states as a non-resident, and especially if you do not have a permit to possess. And in New York, for example, you can't even get a permit to possess a firearm, not a license, a permit to possess a firearm until you have been a resident for 6 months.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it is just insane when you think about what the law actually says and when you look at what the Constitution says and supposedly the rights that were guaranteed to us by the Bill of Rights. And then you look at the way that those have been implemented in some places, and it is very difficult to reconcile those. And I personally can't, but that's part of the reason I don't go to those places.
Right. I'm headed to Hawaii in October, and I'm going to have the same problem.
Yes, you are.
Right. So yep. It's just crazy. Okay, thanks a lot. I appreciate your input.
Lynn, thanks very much for calling. Always appreciate hearing from you.
Okay.
Let's go out to talk to Kurt, who is calling from Troy. Kurt, welcome to the show.
Well, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And your show has been great. There's been fantastic topic after topic, and a lot of stuff. I just kept going. Wow. It's an eye opener.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
My question is, okay, I don't deer hunt that often anymore. I'm getting older, so my aim isn't as good and being steady with my pistol. I've got a 44 Ruger Red Hawk, and I made a stock for it so I could hold it up tight and I get better aim, and I'm hitting pie plate at 100 yards. I'm doing great. And I was talking to a guy at a shooting range, and he said, oh, no, you can't. That's a federal offense. That's considered an assault weapon.
You have turned a pistol into a short-barreled rifle.
Okay.
And that's something you might as well just get that thing off of there. Anybody who is listening doesn't have any idea where you are because I didn't give your last name and I'm not going to.
No, and I didn't put it on there. I didn't install it or anything like
okay.
that
because right.
I was getting ready to do it.
Yeah.
And it's cherry and
it's pretty.
Yeah. You know,
and it works well and it's a good idea, except you're right.
Yeah,
it is illegal.
Like, so, yeah, okay. Okay. And I just figured it's safer for me shooting it with better aim. But
yeah, if only
know,
that was
rapid fire, it's a revolver.
I get it. Yeah, I get it. What I'd recommend is that's 44 Magnum, right?
Correct.
Yeah, and what I'd recommend is instead that you get a lever action rifle in 44 Magnum that does exactly the same thing, gives you a little bit more barrel length, so a longer sight radius, and you'll be in the center of that plate at that distance.
Well, but like on deer hunting, I'm not allowed to use a rifle.
Oh, yes, you are.
Am I?
Yeah, you are. In Ohio now you are, yeah. That changed a few years ago, and that's why I mentioned. So you can use rifles that shoot a pistol cartridge. So if you have a straight-walled pistol cartridge, any cartridge that you could use in a handgun, you can use in a rifle that's chambered in the same caliber. So 44 Magnum, even when it was first passed, that was one of the listed calibers. Now they've just said if it's a straight-walled pistol cartridge, then or handgun cartridge, then you can use it for deer hunting. They've changed it. Initially, there were a specific list of cartridges, and there were so many possible cartridges that weren't included but met the requirement for legal hunting in a handgun that they just said, all right, well, if it's a handgun cartridge that would be legal in a handgun, then you can use a lever-action rifle, any rifle as far as that goes, but lever guns are typically what will use the pistol cartridges. And so if you get like a Marlin or a Henry in 44 Magnum, that's a great way to do essentially the same thing that you've done. Actually, it's no longer a revolver, so what you're going to get is more energy because you don't have that cylinder gap, and you're going to get more accuracy simply because you can aim more accurately with a longer sight radius. Plus, it does fit a little better. No matter how nice that stock may have been, it's never going to have quite the same. You know, you can't run your hand out to the front then you're going to have that cylinder gap blast again to worry about, and that's not something you want to. Not with a 44 Magnum, you don't.
No, you don't.
that'll bite. So
that is awesome.
That is a great solution. I think you came up with. It is unfortunately illegal to do that, or unless you go through all kinds of. You have to get a manufacturer's license, and you have to. There's all kinds of ATF stuff that you'd have to deal with. So the simple answer is now you can in Ohio hunt with a pistol caliber rifle as long as it's a straight walled cartridge.
That is fantastic information, because I was bummed out because it looks cool, but I haven't used it. This actually I think is perfect.
Yeah, it is essentially the same idea, but it's legal. Yeah, and you're not going to go to jail.
Better.
That's always a good thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's legal and it's better.
Yep, it is. It really is.
Awesome.
Kurt,
awesome.
Thanks very much for calling the show. We appreciate your kind comments at the beginning of the call, and we look forward to having more input from you in the future.
Thank you, sir.
If you'd like to be part of this show, you're welcome to call the studio as well at 457-1290. I would much rather take calls than sit here and ramble and prattle on my own. So if you have a question, I'd be more than happy to take that. I obviously have plenty of other stuff to talk about, and we haven't really finished talking about the Florida event. I'm going to take just a minute right now to do that before we go into our last break. I did send this information to Jeff, and even knowing he wasn't going to be able to be here today. And one of the things he wanted to emphasize was that you have to look at this through Ohio law, and if you're going to be an Ohio concealed handgun licensee and carry in Ohio. So the decisions that were made in Florida may not be the same as what would have happened in Ohio. And based on his understanding, he thinks it's very likely that that shooter in Ohio would have probably been arrested for several reasons. For one, obviously, because the burden of proof is very different. You are required to prove that it was self-defense as opposed to the prosecutor proving it was not self-defense. And in Florida, the prosecutor has to prove that it was not self-defense beyond a reasonable doubt. In Ohio, you have to prove it by a preponderance of the evidence. And even under Castle Doctrine, that is only the prosecutor has to prove it by a preponderance of the evidence. So we'll talk a little bit more about this and take your calls after the break at 457-1290. This is Mark Avery for Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Find new roads to savings at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. The intersection of Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg is the place you'll find dependable transportation. Great deals, no doubt, every day. for a young family member driving to and from school, for a person who spends a lot of time working on the road, or a parent who doubles as a shuttle service. You'll always find a great deal at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. Come see us and discover our big city selection of trucks, cars, vans, and SUVs. Dave Kale specializes in hard-to-find trucks. Make summer driving a pleasure with a vehicle you'll treasure. Dave says you'll always get a warm reception at his dealership.
We urge you to take the easy country drive where you'll find no hassles, minimum time at the dealership, plus our great selection of GM-certified used vehicles.
Find new roads to Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks, routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg. Visit their website, DaveKehlChevrolet.com. Call 1-800-886-1000 to get started. For over 30 years, the place to save is Dave Kale's Chevrolet.
Sim Trainer is the Dayton area's premier indoor shooting range and firearms training facility. Sim Trainer is a members-only facility featuring 10 individual shooting stalls and a mechanical target retrieval system. Their range is also climate-controlled for your year-round comfort. Sim Trainer offers both pay-as-you-go and year-long individual and family memberships. They're also proud to offer reduced-rate memberships for law enforcement and military. Need training? Sim Trainer holds unique and innovative firearms training courses, including the award-winning First Shots program, a concealed carry course, and an advanced five-course handgun series. Sim Trainer is open Monday through Sunday. Check the website, sim-trainer.com, to find out more, or call 293-3914. Sim Trainer, the Dayton area's premier indoor shooting range and firearms training facility, 2031 Dryden Road in Moraine, just across from DPNL. Online at sim-trainer.com.
Find huge savings now through Sunday during Menards' Crazy Day Sale. Save $14 per gallon after sale price and rebate on Grand Distinction interior and exterior paint. Classic three-tab shingles from Owens Corning are $9.98 per bundle after rebate. Get a 20-volt Black & Decker drill for only $19.99. Crestone retaining wall blocks are 69 cents each after rebate. These deals are so crazy, they're available in-store only while supplies last. So hurry in to save big during Menards' Crazy Day Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, this is Larry Hanskin for Integrity Water Solutions and My Kinetico System. My Kinetico softener I've had for over 10 years. It's still working great. And since it doesn't regenerate in the middle of the night, I always have soft water for my shower no matter how early I wake up. We've also got the Kinetico drinking water system. You know, everything starts with the water, and it's the whole house approach that sets Integrity Water Solutions apart from the rest. Give them a call today at 320-7460. 320-7460, Integrity Water Solutions.
We clean the city. We clean the city on rock and roll.
We are Space Management. We are the building maintenance professionals, and we clean this city. Get your commercial building clean at spacemanagement.com.
We clean the city.
Elk & Elk provides our injured clients the resources they deserve.
And the legal talent to go head-to-head with insurance companies and big corporations.
Elk & Elk combines these resources with decades of experience to recover over $1 billion. Call 1-800-ELK-OHIO.
For today, we're looking at picture-perfect weather. Plenty of sunshine out there, low humidity, and temperatures only topping off around 78 degrees. Into the overnight hours, partly cloudy and cool with a low around 60 degrees, winds remaining relatively calm. I'm meteorologist Jesse Magg on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to the show. This is Mark Averett. We're glad that you've joined us this afternoon. Right before the break, I was talking a little bit about Jeff's comments, who was not able to be here today, about the Florida shooting. And there's a few points that he made that I think are important. First, having to disprove self-defense beyond a reasonable doubt, which is the case in Florida. The prosecutor has to prove that it was not self-defense beyond a reasonable doubt. And in Ohio, you're the one who has to prove that it was not, that it was self-defense, but by a lower standard of preponderance of the evidence or more likely than not. Even if that changes, as under concealed carry, the prosecutor still only has to prove that it was not self-defense by a preponderance of the evidence or more likely than not. So that's a very different standard in Florida and in Ohio. So that makes it less likely to get a conviction. But Jeff also thinks that even if the shooter had been arrested in Ohio, there's a pretty good chance he may have been probably would not have been convicted, although, you know, it's really hard to know that without all the facts of the case. All right, let's jump out to the phones because we do have a couple of more calls I'd like to get in before we run out of time. Richard, welcome to the show.
Yes, sir. Quick question. What are the legal do's and don'ts for carrying a concealed knife?
Well,
especially when you carry concealed firearm.
Okay, they're not related in any way. There's a great article on the BuckeyeFirearms.org that was posted actually this last Wednesday by Greg Elifritz. You might go out to BuckeyeFirearms.org, and it's clearing up the confusion about Ohio's knife laws. Great timing for a call, by the way. Nice that I had actually read their website before we started the show. But there is carrying concealed weapons. A concealed handgun license does not affect knives. It is a concealed handgun license only. On the other hand, if you have a knife and it's clipped to your pocket, it's not concealed. And if you're carrying a knife as a tool, which I probably got three knives on me right now simply because I have different knives for different things. One part of a multi-tool, one in my pocket, one is a, you know, the little Swiss Army knife, little tiny one, the pocket knife. So I just carry those as tools, and I use them all the time for opening boxes and for doing all kinds of things. What is your purpose? If it's not being purposed as a weapon, then are you carrying it as a weapon? My answer to that is no. Depending on what you do with it, it may affect, you know, or what your intent is, that may affect whether or not it's a weapon. If it is not concealed and having the clip exposed means that it's not concealed, then you don't fall into the carrying concealed weapons at all.
That article that you mentioned actually brought up some confusion in my mind.
Okay.
Because it actually described the six things that define it as being kind of a weapon.
Right.
More of a tool, and a TDI, the 2-inch that you're familiar with,
yeah,
is what I like,
mm-hmm,
is hard to define as
anything but.
Anything but.
Yeah.
So there you are in the squishy middle.
That's very possibly true. But again, if you're carrying it in the holster that comes with it and you don't have a shirt over it, then it's not concealed.
Correct.
So...
And that was the basic outcome I got out of it. One side I have a shirt out, one side I have a shirt in,
okay,
which is an interesting way.
Yeah. And as Greg mentions, the Ohio knife law is very subjective. So, and it also varies from city to city. We do not have knife reciprocity or knife preemption as we do with firearms. And so that makes it a little bit more of a challenge. And I thanks very much for calling. I want to get out to Butch before we run out of time. Butch, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
What's your question?
My question deals with concealed carry in churches.
Okay.
Okay. I go to a small church that does permit concealed carry. I'm part of the church security team. It was taken to the board. The board approved it. A letter was written to each one of us for our own protection, and also put in the church records.
Okay, excellent.
I've been to Buckeye Firearms' website, and look under, it seems very subjective as to what people believe or don't believe is legal.
Okay, well, let me give you, I'm really almost all out of time, so let me just give you a real quick summary. The church has the authority to make that decision themselves. So depending on the governance, how the church is governed, whoever it is that has the authority to make those kinds of church, whether it's a church board or the pastor or whoever has that authority, can grant permission to carry. And then the fact that you have it written documentation makes it even better. It wouldn't have to be, but if there was ever anything that came up, it would be that documents for the record that the church has said it's okay for you to carry. And should there have been any question, that would resolve it. Thanks very much for calling the show. I am flat out of time. We'll talk to you next week. This is Mark Avery for Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO AM Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill, a Cox Media Group station.